You're listening to. You're listening to the Lucky Rock.
Today's You Gotta Be Kidding Me is about Hollywood Jesus. Nothing like filmmakers tackling history. Oliver Stone gave us Alexander, Ron Howard graced us with the Da Vinci Code, and now James Cameron unveils The Lost Tomb of Jesus. Titanic director James Cameron has just produced a new documentary, which millions recently watched on the Discovery Channel, in which he and his buddies claim to have found the burial place of Jesus and his family. Never mind that professional archaeologists have known about Cameron's tomb since the early 80s, and they've almost universally dismissed it as the Crypt of Christ. And never mind that Cameron's conclusions are based on evidence so pathetic that it would make 9/11 doubters blush. One quick for instance. Cameron claims that the odds of finding the same combination of names in one family, buried in another first-century tomb, are too incredible for this burial site to belong to anybody but Jesus and his family. Unfortunately for a Jimmy Titanic, we don't have a baby names A to Z from first century Palestine. In fact, Jesus and his family and followers were poor, and unless you were rich and powerful, history didn't remember you or what you named your kids. But just like he added Jack and Rose to the history of the Titanic, so James Cameron has now added his own storytelling magic to the history of Jesus Christ. The only catch is, this time he expects you to believe it really happened his way. Thankfully, true history isn't just great storytelling. Ask yourself, did planes really hit two buildings in New York on 9/11, or is that just a story? According to many sources in and out of the Bible, Jesus truly lived. It's not just a great story, it's actual history. But exactly who Jesus was is another matter. If you want to know the truth about the Jewish peasant who claimed to be God in human form some 2,000 years ago, and in fact claimed to be the only way to God, I suggest you start with the words of another great storyteller, the author of the Chronicles of Narnia, C.S. Lewis. Now, thankfully, as I make this reference to C.S. Lewis, you know about him because a movie came out recently called The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Heaven forbid you should actually read the book, but I digress. Lewis said Jesus was either a liar, a lunatic, or a lord. That is, if Jesus knew he wasn't God, but claimed to be so anyway, just to attract followers, money, and more, then Jesus was a liar, no nice way to put it. Or Jesus was a lunatic. Remember, Jesus claimed to be God, to be from God, to not be from this world, and to soon return to God. Jesus also said that he would rise from the dead. Now, if Jesus truly believed all these things about himself, and they weren't true, then he wasn't just a little off, he was nuts. But if Jesus was in fact God in flesh and blood, and not afraid to say so, and if Jesus proved as much by rising from the dead, then he truly was and is God, and is the Lord of everyone, with consequences for this life and the next. As you think about all this, keep an open mind, but don't pull a Jimmy Titanic and leave your head so open that your brains fall out. In the meantime, you gotta be kidding me.
You've just listened to the Lucky Rock.